when Temple Bar was first sold to the Irish people as an idea, saying, look, this is the idea, kind of, we need to change it, we need to kind of bring it back from where it's been derelict and dilapidated, they said, we'll have a left bank where artists, kind of literary figures, all of that would congregate, share ideas, kind of mingle, galleries, kind of all creativity, kind of small little artists' shops and craft shops and that. And this today is kind of an example of what it should have been 10 years ago when it started. It said we moved into the pub culture, and kind of maybe if this more of this happens, then we can start winning it back again. You sit into a taxi, any taxi, that everybody has an opinion, and the taxi man will tell you everybody's opinion. Go into any pub, and there's somebody there who will express an opinion which is different to yours, and will argue it with you. Over the years, over the centuries, there was always kind of affairs and that throughout Ireland. Kind of, there was always an aspect of public speaking, whether it be kind of the bards or the poets with the broadsheets, or kind of the old political debates. Kind of the most famous ones is the monster meetings that Daniel O'Connell had, where you had 100,000 people, no microphones, no nothing. So that's a big tradition. We're only a couple of hundred people maybe on this square, and we can barely shout. So how did they manage in those days? So there's a tradition. Just needs to be brought back, and the Irish people are well able to express themselves.